Is a minyan required for sheva brachos at a wedding? Yes. Can people who aren't religious, mostly in the category of tinnik shenishba, be counted in this minyan? Can someone who already made one of the sheva brachos under the chuppah make one of them at the end of the wedding meal? In question 500, you mentioned that if Yoshev says that the chasen and kala are not there at the end of the meal, that you can't make sheva brachos. What if the chasen is there, but the kala is not in the room, but is in the building? Anonymous from West Hempstead. Okay, to go over your questions, a minyan is required at sheva brachos. People who are not religious, tinoko shenishba, better that you have a minyan besides them. But if these are the only people to make the minyan, yes, you can still make sheva brachos with a tinik shenishba, who b'dievet counts for a minyan. Somebody who already made one of the sheva brachos under the chuppah can make a sheva brachos at the end of the wedding meal. It's okay. And if the kala is in the building, but in a different room, even if the chasen is in a different room, but they're there in the building, like by chasidish chasenas, where the kala is with the women in a separate room completely, even if she stays in that room, you can make sheva brachas. However, if there is no specific minig, it's preferable that both the chasen and the kala be in the same room that you're making the sheva brachas. But if the kala is in the building, just in a different room, together with the women or whatever, you can still make the sheva brachas.